3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Joe Tate, and I have a podcast. It's called Over the Timeline. I look back at the highlights and a few lowlights of my sports broadcast career. Over the Timeline, brought to you by the Life Care Centers of Elyria, Westlake, and Medina.
Welcome to another edition of Over the Timeline with Joe Tate, brought to you by the Life Care Center of Elyria, Medina, and Westlake. I'm Craig Adams, and Joe, today I'd like to talk a little bit about WJRL, Jolly Radio, 1964. What's Jolly Radio?
Well, I was the morning mayor of Rockford, Illinois, on that particular radio station, and my moniker was Jolly Joe Tate. So that was Jolly Radio, and you have no idea, Craig, how I cringe every time I hear what you're about to play.
It's 34 fine degrees at Rockford on a toe-tapping Thursday morning. This is the Jolly Go-Round. We find the time, fun time, good friend, at 7:08. This is the pick hit of the week, Johnny Cash and Understand Your Man. You're in tune with Tate on the Jolly Go Round at 7:05.
So, Joe, here we have a radio station in which you play Johnny Cash, then the Beatles. What kind of format was this?
You know, I wish there was a name for it because it was a station that, we didn't get on the mainstream of the records that were moving on the top 100, and we weren't the country station in town. We were just kind of a mishmash in the middle, and a lot of it depended upon the owner, who happened to be J.R.L., John Rogers Livingston. I have been on more than one occasion on the air and had him buzz me and say, play a polka. And you know what? You played a polka.
Sure you do.
So you were liable to hear anything on WJRL, and I think that probably was reflected in the ratings, which were, you know, not very strong.
Now at this time, so you play the Beatles, 1964. Do you realize how big they are?
I don't even care how big they are. I'm a sports guy who has been thrust kicking and screaming into the morning DJ role, and I was just trying to do it and get away with it and in hopes to please the man who owned the radio station, because that was, in those days, another point in my career, that was your primary concern, was making sure the boss was happy.
Now, how did it come to be that you were doing this?
Well, the second time I'd worked for John. I had worked for him earlier, left, and then I came back. And so he gave me a job when I really needed one. And you did whatever they told you to do. I mean, it was, as I say, kind of free-form radio long before there was free-form radio. And that included the job you did. I did news, I did sports, and also did the morning DJ.
All right, let's hear a little more.
From good things to listen to good things to eat. Here's the way it reads on the menu today at District 205 Public School Lunchrooms. Barbecue, potato chips, corn, fruit cup with orange juice and milk all together for 35 cents. Lettuce and bacon sandwich, 20 cents today. And in the goodies department, cookies a dime, fruit just 10 cents. Turning over to Boylan Central on Thursday, cream of potato soup, 10 cents. Roast sirloin of beef, mashed potatoes, vegetables, bread and butter, 45. And we have a toasted egg salad sandwich on the menu today for 20 cents. Hamburger on a bun with chips and tossed salad, 30 cents. And menu mentions, good friend, another WJRL citizen service.
WJRL radio.
You're in Cantone with Tate on the Nifty 1150, the time 7:11. This is Johnny Tillotson.
When my friends say the Nifty 1150. Pretty catchy.
You know what? The Nifty 1150 isn't there anymore. I understand the station was sold and moved to Belvedere, Illinois. And what happened to it after that, I don't know.
This is Over the Timeline with Joe Tate. More of Jolly Radio after this message from Life Care Center of Elyria, Medina, and Wesley.
He was a voice heard by Cleveland Cavalier and Cleveland Indians fans for decades.
There's a long drive to left field!
Until illness struck.
I've been at Life Care twice. Both times, they helped me fight my way back home. It wasn't easy, but I came back.
Meet Joe Tate.
Life Care helped get me back on my feet.
Real people, real heroes. Life Care Centers of America.
With locations in Elyria, Westlake, and Medina.
We're back with Joe Tate on Over the Timeline, brought to you by the Life Care Center of Elyria, Medina, and Westlake. I'm Craig Adams. Joe, did you always want to go into sports? This was not your primary objective here, was it?
When I got out of high school, I had a scholarship to go to Northern Illinois University, or I think at the time it was Northern Illinois State Teachers College. And for some reason, teaching just didn't really excite me. So I decided I wanted to be a sports writer because I had written sports for the paper in Aurora, where I went to high school. And the deal was you go to Columbia School in Missouri after you do 3 years to get all of your prerequisites out of the way. So I went to Monmouth College. My cousin had gone there, nice school. My dad thought it was a nice school, and that was important. So I was going to do the 3 years at Monmouth and then move on to the University of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, to their journalism school and then emerge as a sports writer. I never got there. Because by the time I got up to my senior year in college, I was working full-time at the local radio station. I had started as the janitor and had moved from janitor to news director to morning man. And then the boss told me, if you can sell sports, you can do sports. So I went out and I was selling college, high school, anything that moved in an athletic way, I was putting a number on it, trying to get it on the air, because I also made a modest commission for selling it and a modest talent fee for doing it.
Let's hear a little bit more of Jolly Radio.
Just worried guy. That's Johnny Tillotson for you from the top 30, 713. Fun time, good friend. News next, 725.
Kerman's Discount Centers. Each customer says from the moment she enters, see Kerman's wide world of quality. Everything for home and family. Our prices stay on the economy track. That's why Kerman customers keep coming back. For savings and thrift, you'll see Kerman's Nifty. So see Kerman's and save.
When there are savings to be made, you can depend on C. Kerman to offer them. For example, Vista One-Step Cleaner Wax, a regular $1.95 value, now at both C. Kerman stores only 99 cents. And here's another savings great. Buy a huge 21-piece socket wrench set by Stevens Walden, made in the USA, a regular $14.95 value, now priced at a low $7.99 at both stores. You shop C. Kerman at 2827 West 8 and 5707 North 2nd Street in Love's Park.
C. Kerman and save.
WJRL. A lot of singing back in those days. Commercials, jingles, the whole thing.
That is right. And not a lot of commercials either. I mean, we've got time in morning drive to read those menus from the various schools. You know that maybe there are some slots available for commercial time.
One more for you.
WJRL 1150 on your dial.
This is the Jolly One reminding you there was good news in basketball last night. Rockford Auburn 53, Sterling 42. And those Knights will be back in action on Friday night against the winner of tonight's Freeport Caneland basketball game. Of the Drifters, Vaya con Dios, 719, the fun time here on the Jolly Go Round.
Oh, a little more coffee, love?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get a new car this year?
Mm.
I'm so tired of that.
Blah, blah, blah. That's all I get. Sure, I'd like to have a new car.
Who knows?
I think I'd like to have a new Ford, most of all.
Ford! Fairway Ford. You know, we can save up to $250 on a new Ford at Fairway.
Fairway Ford is all that the name implies.
Make up your mind to save up to $250 on a new Ford. You can, and right now at Fairway Ford, Church and Chestnut. Sales at Fairway for January and February of this year almost double those of the same month last year. Why the big upswing in new Ford sales? Fairway's 200-car inventory, Fairway service, a greater selection of models, colors, and prices. See Fairway today. Save up to $250 on a brand new Ford.
1, 2, 3.
Ford.
Dallas Fairway Ford, where red carpet service is your big reward.
All righty. 7:20, the fun time, good friend. Carl Davis just strolled into the studio, and he said, "Are you Tate talking?" How about that? No, it's Tyken talking. He'll be with you today at 10:03 right here. Until then, modern music for you on a Toe Tappin' Thursday. These are the sounds of the Four Seasons. Set for spring? Have you picked up your new spring wearing apparel? Well, a good place to start your shopping and a good place to save is the Fair Department Store, 1021 South Main. The Fair has just received a new supply of the latest spring clothing. For little girls, the Fair Department Store has cute dresses, purses, and Easter bonnets, sports coats, and trousers for the pint-sized guys.
The pint-sized guys!
Yeah, that was not me. I have a hunch that what we've been listening to, Craig, is an audition tape. Those are the way you did them back in those days.
Uh-huh.
And boy, if that wasn't 55 years ago, which indeed it was, I don't know what is. That takes me way back, and I really don't want to go there.
Well, I don't know. No need to cringe. A blast from the past. It sounded like fun. You did well, right?
I had a job.
That's right.
And as you well know, if you're in broadcasting and you have a job, then you're a success.
That's always good. Joe, thank you for sharing your memories.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been Over the Timeline with Joe Tate, brought to you by the Life Care Center of Elyria, Medina, and Westlake.